Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Trivia for Kids, the podcast. My name is Casey.
And mine's Ren.
Where's your voice? Where's your weird voice?
In this voice, I started out Australian and now it is kind of a little loss.
I don't know where my weird voice is today.
This used to be my favorite weird voice when I was a kid. This one. Ready. I sound like one of the chipmunks.
Yeah, you do.
How about the chipmunks give you some jokes?
Sounds great.
How about in my regular voice, though? Sounds even better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joke number one comes from listener Sloan.
Thank you, Sloan.
Have you heard the rumor about butter?
No.
Well, it always spreads. Oh, that's funny. Rumors and butter always spread. Joke number two comes from Asher.
Thank you, Asher.
Where is the best place in the house to hide from a zombie?
The living room.
The living room.
The dead room, the living room.
Not the dead room. If you have a dead room in your house, I'd want to move. Joke number three comes from listener Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
What do you call a cat disaster? A catastrophe.
I like that one.
Obviously, catastrophe. All right. This episode of the podcast will not be a catastrophe. It will be disaster free. Let's
Yay!
Go.
Sounds good. Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round number one, the category is da-na-na-na-da-na-na, Bluey. Question one. What is the name of the next door neighbor who Bingo and Bluey play with often? Judo, Taekwondo, or Ninja? Question 2. What city does Bluey take place in? Sydney, Brisbane, or Canberra? Question 3. Where did Chili and Bandit meet? At school, at work, or at a party? Question 4. When Bluey and Bingo dress up as grannies, what do they say their names are? Karen and Kim, Janet and Rita, or Doris and Roxy? Question 5. What is the name of Bingo's bunny Stuffy? Floppy, Moppy, or Boppy? Question 6. Bluey's uncle, Bandit's younger brother, is named what? Plaid, Polka Dot, or Stripe? Question 7. What sport does Rusty love to play? Basketball, rugby, or cricket? And now it is time for the round number one answers. Question one. What is the name of the next door neighbor who Bingo and Bluey play with often? Judo, Taekwondo, or Ninja?
Judo.
Her name is Judo. She's a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Judo could go either way, but Judo's a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Question two. What city does Bluey take place in? Sydney, Brisbane, or Canberra?
Sydney?
Bluey takes place in Brisbane, Australia.
Oh.
Brisbane is the answer. I'm sure you knew it was Australia. You just didn't know the city. Question 3. Where did Chili and Bandit meet? At school, at work, or at a party?
A party.
Yes, that is right. Bandit claims that he first met his wife Chili while on holiday as a child. But Chili has no memory of this meeting and believes that she and Bandit first met at a party in London. They were having a jolly good time in London and they met at a party. Do you know where your dad and I met? You know what
St.
city?
St. Louis.
We met in St. Louis, not London. Question 4. When Bluey and Bingo dress up as grannies, what do they say their names are? Karen and Kim, Janet and Rita, or Doris and Roxy?
Janet and Rita.
That is correct. I love that episode.
Me
when they're
too.
Dressed in as grannies trying to sell that scooter, that is hilarious.
And Muffin's a grouchy granny, and she's helping Doreen, their neighbor, their old neighbor, sell a scooter.
Question 5. What is the name of Bingo's bunny Stuffy? Floppy, Moppy, or Boppy?
Floppy.
It is. I feel like that's a good name for a floppy-eared bunny. Question 6. Bluey's uncle, Bandit's younger brother, is named what? Plaid, Polka Dot, or Stripe?
Stripe.
It is Stripe. That is correct.
And Bandit has an older brother named Rad.
Rad?
Yeah.
Rad, Bandit, and Stripe. Wow, those are great names.
Yeah.
Quinn, Ren, and Brooks. Rad, Bandit, and Stripe. I should have rethought your names. Question 7. What sport does Rusty love to play? Basketball, rugby, or cricket?
Cricket. So does his best friend, Jack.
Oh, Jack and Rusty love to play cricket. I do not know how. Maybe they could teach me.
Yeah.
Round 2. The category is science. Question 1. Which of these elements is attracted to magnets? Nickel, gold, or magnesium? Question 2. Which layer protects the Earth from the sun's harmful rays? The cloud layer, the protection layer, or the ozone layer? Question 3. By which process does a liquid turn into a gas? Evaporation, metamorphosis, or conversion? Question 4. Which plant product do bees use to make honey? Pollen, nectar, or dew? Question 5. Which part of the body would you find marrow? Bones, hair, or teeth? Question 6. Which weighs more, a ton of sand or a ton of feathers? Question 7. Which of these is a mammal? A bearded dragon, a bat, or an anaconda? And now the answers to round number 2. Question 1. Which of these elements is attracted to magnets? Nickel, gold, or magnesium?
Magnesium?
The answer is nickel. Magnets are attracted to ferromagnetic materials, which are metals that contain iron, cobalt, or nickel. These metals are permanently magnetized and can maintain their magnetism even when they are not near a magnet.
I thought that it was going to be whatever the other one was.
Magnesium, because it had magnets. Question 2. Which layer protects the Earth from the sun's harmful rays? The cloud layer, the protection layer, or the ozone layer?
Ozone layer.
Correct. The stratospheric ozone layer is Earth's sunscreen, protecting living things from too much ultraviolet radiation from the sun. Thank you, ozone layer.
Thank
because
you,
because if it wasn't there, our skin would get damaged and we would get all kinds of bad stuff from being in the sun. We still do. You still need to wear sunscreen, but the ozone is very helpful. Question 3. By which process does liquid turn into a gas? Evaporation, metamorphosis, or conversion?
Evaporation.
Yes. Evaporation is when individual molecules at the surface of a liquid gain enough energy to escape and transition into a gaseous state. Interesting. When they're at the top and they get energy and then they just evaporate. Question 4. Which plant product do bees use to make honey? Pollen, nectar, or dew?
Pollen.
The answer is nectar.
Oh, right.
Bees drink the nectar from flowers, then regurgitate and dehydrate it back into the hive. Question 5. Which part of the body would you find marrow? Bones, hair, or teeth?
Hair.
The answer is bones.
Oh, I'm struggling with this.
Bone marrow is found in the center of most bones and has many blood vessels. There are two types of bone marrow, red and yellow. Red marrow contains blood stem cells that can become red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. Question 6. Which weighs more, a ton of sand or a ton of feathers?
Sand.
It was a trick question. They weigh the same. It's a ton either way. If you have a ton of feathers or a ton of sand, they weigh the same. Sorry, trick question. Question 7. Which of these is a mammal? A bearded dragon? A bat? Or an anaconda?
A bat.
That is correct. The only flying mammal is
a bat.
The bat. Round number 3. The category is YouTube. Question 1. What is Mr. Beast's real first name? Question 2. Who is best known for her YouTube series, Songs for Littles, which uses nursery rhymes, sign language, and kids' songs to help toddlers and infants develop language skills? Ms. Megan, Ms. Robin, or Ms. Rachel? Question 3. What is the name of the boy who started a series of toy unboxing videos and has grown into a huge brand that includes educational videos, science experiments, and DIY crafts? Ryan, Teddy, or Adam? Question 4. The most viewed video on YouTube is a kids' music video by a band called Pink Fong. What is the name of the song? Gangnam Style, Baby Shark, or Barbie Girl? Question 5. On what YouTube channel will you find a group of guys who broke the world records for the longest basketball shot made with the head, the highest basketball shot, the longest blindfolded basketball shot, and the longest sitting basketball shot? Question 6. What is the name of the show that features a cheerful, energetic character who always wears blue and orange and takes viewers on adventures to places like factories, play parks, and zoos? Question 7. Which kid YouTuber known as Like Blank was born with cerebral palsy and has a channel that features videos of her playing with toys, singing nursery rhymes, and reading stories? Katerina, Svetlana, or Nastya? And now the round 3 answers. Question 1. What is Mr. Beast's real first name?
Jimmy.
It is Jimmy. His name is James Stephen Donaldson, but he goes by Jimmy. Mr. Beast. What a popular guy. Question 2. Who is best known for her YouTube series, Songs for Littles, which uses nursery rhymes, sign language, and kids' songs to help toddlers and infants develop language skills? Ms. Megan, Ms. Robin, or Ms. Rachel?
Ms. Rachel?
Yes! Have you seen Ms. Rachel? The one that wears the pink headband?
Oh, yeah!
She's always got on overalls and her hair in a ponytail.
Did we watch that when we were younger?
No, she's new. She's newer than when you were younger.
Oh, yeah, the people we babysit watch.
Probably. Ms. Rachel is up. She is everywhere, teaching kids all kinds of good stuff. Question 3. What is the name of the boy who started a series of toy unboxing videos and has grown into a huge brand that includes educational videos, science experiments, and DIY crafts? Ryan, Teddy, or Adam?
Ryan.
That is right. Considered the OG kid YouTuber, Ryan's World started uploading content in 2015 and has since gained over 35 million subscribers. Do you know how many subscribers we have on YouTube? About 1,600. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We want to keep this thing going. We need some more followers. Please subscribe to Trivia for Kids podcast. All of our stuff's on there. Check it out. Let's get like Ryan with 35 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Question 4. The most viewed video is a kids music video by a band called Pink Fong. What is the name of the song? Gangnam Style, Baby Shark, or Barbie Girl?
Baby Shark.
You know it. As of November 2024, the most watched video on YouTube is Baby Shark Dance by Pink Fong with over 15 billion views. Baby Shark doo 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 doo, Baby Shark doo 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 doo. But oh man, when that came out, it was a big, big deal. Great song though. It's a great kid's song. Question 5. On what YouTube channel will you find a group of guys who broke the world records for longest basketball shot made with your head, highest basketball shot, longest blindfolded basketball shot, and longest sitting basketball shot?
Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect is where you would see all of those. You guys love Dude Perfect.
Yes.
I wonder how long it took them to make those shots.
Yes.
Question 6. What is the name of the show that features a cheerful, energetic character who wears mostly blue and orange and takes viewers on adventures to places like factories, play parks, and zoos?
Blippi?
Blippi! I figured the blue and orange would have given it away right away. Blippi is the answer. Question 7. Which kid YouTuber, known as Like Blank, was born with cerebral palsy and has a channel that features videos of her playing with toys, singing nursery rhymes, and reading stories? Katerina, Svetlana, or Nastya?
Katerina?
This girl's name is Nastya, and her channel is Like Nastya. She has a lot of followers. Again, way more than us. Follow us on YouTube. Trivia for Kids podcast on YouTube. Please, please. Round 4. The category is card games. Question 1. In the game Sleeping Queens, what card do you use to protect your queen against a knight? A sleeping potion, a joker, or a dragon? Question 2. The hand passing card game, featuring cards like Maki, Nori, and Wasabi, is called Blank Go. Sushi Go, Ramen Go, or Curry Go. Question 3. In Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza, name one of the three animal cards that you can flip where you need to do an action faster than anyone else. Question 4. In the game of Uno, there are two options for wild cards: a normal wild card and a wild card where the next player has to do what? Draw 4, skip their turn, or reverse the direction? Question 5. Nemo would know that in which card game do you try to collect pairs of cards by asking other players for specific cards? Question 6. In Slapjack, what action must players perform when they see a jack? Question 7. What card game involves making matches of two cards that are identical? Remember, Memory, or Find the Match? Round number 4 answers. Question 1. In the game Sleeping Queens, what card do you use to protect your queen against a knight? A sleeping potion, a joker, or a dragon?
Dragon.
That is correct. The knights can steal the queen unless you play a dragon to save your queen. Correct.
But if you use a sleeping potion, then they steal your queen and put it back in the pile.
Right, the queen goes back to sleep. But what protects against a sleeping potion?
Wand.
Magic wand. That's right. Question 2. The hand passing card game that features cards like Maki, Nori, and Wasabi is called Blank Go. Sushi Go, Ramen Go, or Curry Go?
Sushi Go!
Sushi Go is the game. Super fun game. Mm-hmm. You switch hands every time. You keep a card. You change hands with the next player. Super fun and interactive. Question 3. In Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza, name one of the three animal cards that you can flip where you need to do an action faster than anyone else.
Narwhal, gorilla, and groundhog.
Narwhal, groundhog, and gorilla are the three animal cards. Correct. So Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza, if you flip one of those, you have to do an action. Like narwhal, you have to clap your hands above your head. And gorilla, you pound your chest. Groundhog, you have to pound on the table. Oh, yeah, and then hit the card first.
Yeah.
That's right. Another fun game. Question 4. In the game of Uno, there are two options for wild cards: a normal wild card and a wild card where the next player has to do what? Draw 4, skip their turn, or reverse the direction?
Draw 4.
That's right. The big wild has a draw 4 penalty for the next person.
Yeah.
So there's a regular wild where you can just change the color to what you want, or there's the wild with the draw 4 extra. Question 5. Nemo would know that in which card game do you try to collect pairs of cards by asking other players for specific cards?
Go fish.
Ren, do you have any 2s?
Go fish.
Go fish. That's right. Question 6. In Slapjack, what action must players perform when they see a jack?
Slap it?
They have to slap it. That's
it. I've never played that game.
So in Slapjack, all you do is flip the card over and flip the next one and flip the next one. And if you slap the jack first, you get the whole pile of cards. And the person with the most cards wins. Can't be easier than that. Slapjack. Question 7. What card game involves making matches of two cards that are identical? Remember, memory, or find the match?
Memory.
Memory is the right answer.
In Bluey, they call it memory snap.
Memory snap?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. There's probably lots of names for memory. One of these that I said might even be a name that people call memory, but hopefully not. I was going for memory. Round number 5. The category is gymnastics. Question 1. Which gymnastic event is performed on a narrow beam a few feet off the ground? Question 2, true or false? Men and women both do an event called uneven bars. Question 3, a no-handed cartwheel is also known as a what? An aerial, a flippity-dippity, or an airborne? Question 4. Which of these is not part of a women's gymnastics competition? Vault, rings, or balance beam? Question 5. What do gymnasts put on their hands to increase friction and improve grip? Flour, baking powder, or chalk? Question 6, true or false? The word gymnastics comes from the Greek word gymnos, which means naked. Question 7, what do you call the tight outfit that gymnasts wear? A singlet, a leotard, or a tutu? Round number 5 answers. Question 1. Which gymnastics event is performed on a narrow beam a few feet off the ground?
I haven't done gymnastics in so long. Beaming? I don't know.
The answer is balance beam.
Oh, no.
So I think the balance beam is only about 4 inches wide.
Yeah.
I can't even walk on a regular size sidewalk sometimes, let alone doing a backflip on a 4-inch beam. I don't know how they do it. Question 2, true or false? Men and women both do an event called uneven bars.
True.
It is false. Women do uneven bars. Men do parallel bars.
Oh.
So the women's bars, one's higher and one's lower. And in men's, they have them, they're both the same, parallel to each other. So they both do bars, but different kinds. Question 3. A no-handed cartwheel is also known as a what? An aerial, a flippity-dippity, or an airborne?
Aerial.
I like flippity-dippity, but the answer is aerial. That is correct. Can you do an aerial?
Oh, I can't even do a one-handed
flip. I can't either. Never could. Question 4. Which of these is not part of a woman's gymnastics competition? Vault, rings, or balance beam?
Rings.
Rings is correct. The men only do the rings. The women do not. Question 5. What do gymnasts put on their hands to increase friction and improve grip? Flour, baking powder, or chalk?
Chalk.
That is right. Gymnasts put chalk on their hands to increase friction and improve grip, especially on apparatuses like the uneven bars, by absorbing sweat and keeping their hands dry, which helps prevent them from slipping off during complex movements. Essentially, it provides better control and stability on the equipment. So if your hands are sweaty, they get slippery, and you can't hold on to the bar as well. So they put on the chalk to soak up the sweat so that they stick to the bar and don't slip off. Question 6. True or false? The word gymnastics comes from the Greek word gymnos, which means naked.
False?
The answer is true. The word gymnastics comes from the Greek word gymnos, which means naked, because in ancient Greece, athletes would often exercise and compete nude.
Ah!
You heard it here, folks. I am so glad that we don't do that anymore.
No kidding.
I don't want to see any of it. Nope. None of that. Question 7. What do you call the tight outfit that gymnasts wear? A singlet, a leotard, or a tutu?
A leotard. Tutus are in ballet. A singlet is in wrestling.
Very good. That is absolutely right. You wear a leotard. You don't go naked. You wear a leotard in gymnastics.
And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are.
Question 1. Which layer protects the Earth from the sun's harmful rays?
The ozone layer.
Question 2. What is Mr. Beast's real first name?
Jimmy or James?
Question 3. What do gymnasts put on their hands to increase friction and improve grip?
Chalk.
Question 4. By which process does a liquid turn into a gas?
Evaporation.
Question 5. Which part of the body would you find marrow?
Bones.
Question 6. A no-handed cartwheel is also known as a what?
An aerial.
Question 7. What do you call the tight outfit that gymnasts wear?
A leotard.
And here come your shout-outs. Bluey comes from listener Alma.
Thank you, Alma.
Gymnastics comes from listener Mika. Thank you, Mika. Card games comes from Michael. Thanks, Michael. And here come your birthday shout-outs. Our first birthday shout-out goes to listener Sabina, who is turning 8. Happy birthday, Sabina. She is celebrating her birthday at Disney World. I'm so jealous. And this will be her first time going. Sabina is incredibly sweet, funny. She is in theater. She loves Dress to Impress, the Roblox game, and anything anime. She has a big brother named Dorian, a dad named Chris, and a German Shepherd named Marvin. How fun. Sabina, it is your birthday, and you get to celebrate at the greatest place in the world. You are so lucky. Happy birthday, Sabina. Have a great time at Disney. Our next birthday shout out goes to listener Everett, who is turning 2. Happy birthday, Everett. Everett, do 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 do. You are 2, do 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 do. You are cool, do 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 do. Everett, happy birthday, do 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 do. Have a good one, do 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 do. You are awesome, do 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 do. Happy birthday, Everett. Our next birthday shout out goes to listener Leona, who is turning 9. Happy birthday, Leona. She loves Wicked, Star Wars, reading, video games, Disneyland, and her crazy dog, whose name is Mellow. I feel like that's ironic. If he's crazy and his name is Mellow, those are kind of opposites. Leona, it is your 9th birthday, and you love Wicked and Star Wars and reading and video games. You love Disneyland and your crazy dog. Wishing you a happy birthday, Leona. Happy birthday! Our next birthday shout out goes to listener Anderson, who's turning 9. Happy birthday, Anderson. He loves basketball, golf, and football. He likes to deer hunt. He likes to play with his younger brother, Edwin. And actually, Anderson and Edwin wrote a kid's book about cryptocurrency called Can Penguins Fly? You guys wrote a book? That's amazing. They live in Alabama and they like to fish and boat in the bay. Anderson likes fishing in the bay. He loves basketball, golf, and football, and he wrote a book. That's crazy. Happy birthday, Anderson. The next birthday shout out goes to listener Sky, who is turning 9. Happy birthday, Sky. She lives in Connecticut. She loves swimming, figure skating, gymnastics, skiing, and of course, trivia for kids. We love you too, Sky. She's great at chess. She's a wonderful big sister to Jolene, whose puffy, chubby cheeks she loves to pinch. Oh, I bet she's so cute. Happy birthday, Sky. We hope that you have the best time. Don't get hit in the face with a pie. Hope you have the best day ever, Sky. Happy birthday! The next one goes out to Elise, who is turning 10. Happy birthday, Elise. She's from New Jersey. She loves soccer, basketball, graphic novels, and listening to trivia for kids. We love you too, Elise. Elise, you're turning 10, and that is great. And you love soccer and basketball and graphic novels. And you are from the great state of New Jersey. Happy double digits, Elise. Happy birthday! Yeah! Our next shout out goes to listener Betsy, who is turning 12. Happy 12th birthday, Betsy! One more year and you're a teenager. Betsy, it's your birthday and you are turning 12. Hope you have the best day ever. Ooh, Betsy, you get a cracked end note there. Happy birthday! Our next birthday goes out to listener Hayden, who is turning 8. Happy birthday, Hayden. She is obsessed, capitalized, obsessed with Stitch and outer space. Well, Stitch is from outer space, so that's probably why you're obsessed with him, right? Hayden, you are turning 8 and you love Stitch in outer space. We hope that you have the best birthday and you have a Stitch birthday cake. Or maybe some planets or some comets or something with aliens. Happy birthday, Hayden. We hope that 8 is great. Our next birthday shout out goes to listener Makai, who is turning 4. Happy birthday, Makai. He lives for football, baseball, and golf. He also loves Hot Wheels, and he has quite the collection of cars. Makai loves his family, especially his sister Tanner and his beagle, whose name is Boone. They love playing trivia together in the car. That's great. Happy birthday, Makai, and you are turning 4. And you love football, baseball, golf, and Hot Wheels. Happy birthday, Makai. Hope you get a lot of pie. And hope you get lots of presents, too. Happy 4th birthday, Makai. Happy birthday to you. Our next birthday goes out to Freddie, who turns 8. Happy birthday, Freddie. He loves skateboarding, Minecraft, Pokemon, and trivia. And he is celebrating his birthday in Disneyland. That is so cool, you guys. What can I say except happy birthday? Freddie, you are turning 8, and you get to party at Disney. Happy birthday, hope you get to skateboard and play some Minecraft, Pokemon, and trivia. Freddie, hope it's awesome. Happy birthday! Our next shout out goes to listener AJ, who is turning 7. Happy birthday, AJ. AJ lives in Los Angeles, California. He likes to play tag with his friends at school. He likes to play Minecraft, flag football, and he listens to trivia for kids on the way to school. AJ, you are turning 7. turning 7, and you live in Los Angeles, California. You like to play tag with your friends and flag football and Minecraft. AJ, happy birthday, AJ. Hope it's awesome. And our next birthday shout out goes to listener Charles, who is turning 6. Happy birthday, Charles. He lives in Denver, Colorado. He loves football, skiing, concerts, and listening to jokes and trivia with his brother, Ellis. Charles, you're turning 6. You love football, skiing, and concerts in Denver, Colorado. Hope it snows so you can ski on Freshy Fresh Pow. Happy birthday, Charles! The next birthday shout out goes to listener Harper, who lives in Adelaide, Australia. Good eye, Harper. She is turning 8. She loves Harry Potter, reading, and playing Animal Crossing on her Switch. Her pet budgerigar, which is a type of bird, is named Sky. How cute! Harper, you are turning 8 years old, and you live in Australia. It's summer there, it's winter here. I hope that you have plans to swim. You love Harry Potter and reading and playing Animal Crossing. Your bird's name is Sky. Tell her we say hi. Happy birthday, Harper. You're 8. That's great. Our next birthday shout out goes to listener William, who is turning 7. Happy 7th birthday, William. He is a wonderful big brother to James and Theodore and his new dog, Gus. He is always a leader, a great friend, and a wonderful learner. He loves trivia for kids. We love you too. Pokemon, baseball, and all the Philly sports teams. Happy birthday, William. Keep being a great big brother. You're a great leader, friend, and learner. And you love Pokemon and baseball. Don't forget the Philly teams. Happy birthday, William. And our last birthday shout out goes to listener Everett, who is turning 6. Happy birthday, Everett. He loves playing games, building Legos, and going to the arcade. Here's a fun fact about Everett. 1 year his birthday was on 2/22/22, and it was a Tuesday, but he turned 3 that year. But how cool is that? Everett, it's your day. You love playing games and building Legos and going to the arcade. Happy birthday. We hope that your grade celebrates you and you have the best birthday. Happy birthday, Everett! And here is your conversation starter. Ren, which is your favorite character on Bluey?
Muffin or Snickers? Or Winton? Winton is adorable.
I wonder who my favorite is. I do love Bingo. I think she is so funny. And Bandit, but he makes me feel like a bad parent. I'm going with Bingo. Thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah. Have the best week. Bye.
Bye, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.